Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods. You know, there are several words that are so overused in our vocabulary today that, well, when I hear them, it makes me either giggle or it makes me ill. Words like cancel culture and narcissist are two that are so overused right now. And sadly, most people don't even know what a real narcissist is or how they became that way. And with that said, there is one word that is so overused that people lose the true meaning of the word, and that word is toxic. It is so overused, it's just a buzzword that belittles what it's like just to be a human being. And if someone's opinion or attitude doesn't fit into what we personally feel is acceptable or doable, they are labeled toxic. You know, back in the day, toxic used to be a term that we therapists used in therapy to describe a situation or a certain person where somebody was in vital danger. But since social media and people toss toxic out so much that therapists are now skeptical about using that word because toxic no longer means what it used to mean. I mean, come on. Toxic habits, toxic positivity, that one gets to me. Toxic spirituality, toxic this and toxic that. And pretty soon, anymore, if you're kind, that's toxic. If you're not kind, that's toxic. If you cry, then you're toxic. If you do anything, it's toxic. And I think sometimes we have to laugh and cry at the same time because people are flinging toxic around so much. It's so diluted. It's like drinking diluted Kool-Aid and saying, this tastes really good. Now, I have to tell you that I have witnessed that the word toxic has ended many friendships, relationships, and workplace environments because we're so busy tossing it out when someone doesn't pay attention to us the way we need them to, or they don't say what we need them to, or we don't agree with them. But here's the truth. Labeling someone toxic just because you feel triggered, that is what toxic really is. Now, don't get me wrong. There are, of course, toxic people, the original meaning of toxic, who abuse, harm, hurt. But come on, stop and look at what we're calling toxic. I see that word constantly on social media, and I just roll my eyes anymore, and I have to wonder what the next trendy word will be. I think we should all start a trend word pool, kind of like a football pool, only we figure out what's the next trendy word going to be. Here's the thing. The word toxic is more like a defense mechanism against anything that triggers, angers, or something people disagree with. It's just a mechanism to defend yourself. It gives the excuse to disengage with zero responsibility. And you know what? You don't have to work it out because you labeled that person toxic, because you personally could not cope with it, or you don't have the skills to talk it out. And it's become a way of removing yourself from situations rather than dealing with the problem. Oh, I gotta say, how convenient. Look, when someone gives an opinion opposing yours, I tell you it is not toxic. It's simply an opinion. When someone catches you being dishonest and they're the ones that call you toxic, no. It almost makes me laugh what I hear people call toxic. I must say the word toxic sure gives people meaning to judge and call names and look for validations for their owies, their hurts and their triggers. I mean, come on, people are calling people toxic if they share their love of fitness or their desire to dump junk food or fast food and share how healthy they feel. It's no longer healthy to be healthy. It's now called toxic if you share about it. And it is now toxic if you share how important it is to eat healthy. We live in a world where fast food and processed foods are the number one cause of cancer, heart attacks, and stroke. But if we talk about it, it's toxic. Yeah, fast food is not toxic, but talking about it is. I suppose what would help is to really explain what toxic means. And I know it's going to blow a lot of people away because toxic does not mean being positive or disagreeing with you. It doesn't mean you're hurt or triggered or angry or disagree and you didn't get your way. Toxic behavior exists because of a constant pattern of destructive behavior. Destructive behavior, okay? And people are quick to grab some negative connotation over a simple phrase like, have a good day. See, anymore, I tell people, hey, have a day. Because if I say good day, then I have positive toxicity. If I have a bad day, then I'm toxic because I'm negative. So I just say have a day and let them choose their own word. Blows me away. It appears that using the word toxic makes you a cool person. And it makes you more woke because you know how to say toxic. But here's the truth. When you throw the word toxic out, when someone offends you or offers kindness or has a different opinion, all you're doing is slamming the door in someone's face and not taking responsibility. It's no one's fault that you're triggered because someone is happy or they're avoiding drama or they're healthy or they're spiritual or they disagree with you. No one is toxic because they eat well or have strong boundaries. No one is toxic because they're honest. And certainly no one is toxic because they know how to communicate. If it's something we personally do not like or know how to deal with, it's called toxic anymore. And I got to tell you, it is the most overused word on the internet today. Whew, if I had a penny for every time I saw the word toxic, I wouldn't have to do anything but go to the Bahamas and drink iced coffee and watch the sunset. In a world like this, we seek confirmation. We seek what's called confirmation bias, which is something that we do. So here's how it works. Let me just show you how it works. So someone said toxic, and so we tell our friends about it. They're toxic. And so we run and we tell everybody. And we only tell people so that they can back us up. And then they reinforce the experience as true. So they don't know the person you're calling toxic, but they're on your side. And suddenly, because we didn't like someone said or did, we now have people who are labeling them toxic, and it spreads like a wildfire. And the truth is, calling things or people toxic does only one thing. And again, it creates a shield around you because you're uncomfortable. It paints a picture of the good guy, bad guy sort of thing. And of course, the person that uses the word toxic is the good guy. But really, they're not taking responsibility for their own feelings and emotions. That would be too toxic to them. Mm-hmm. Mm. You should absolutely call someone out when they cross a boundary. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but though I'm saying the word toxic should be used sparingly on absolutely toxic things like relationships and abuse and situations that are extremely harmful to a person's overall well-being. And when you throw that word around, making it the latest and greatest trendy buzzword, it takes away from how awful real toxicity can be. You have actually removed the real meaning of toxic just because of something you personally didn't like, and you were hurt or you were caught or embarrassed or challenged or feel disrespected. That is toxic. I'm so grateful more and more people are realizing toxic's just another social media frenzy, and my hope is it'll go away sooner rather than later. In fact, perhaps one day toxic can be what it once used to be, and that's dangerous, abusive people, not some poor soul who's positive or healthy or, God forbid, they're honest. Social trends are getting pretty boring these days if we have to grab the word toxic and label everybody who doesn't agree with you toxic. Social media has its issues, but I'm glad that many of us are starting to understand that some of these words just act as a hiding place for people. Look, they're hiding behind a screen. They're going to also hide behind words. I must admit, though, I'm curious what the next trendy word will be. But as they say, curiosity killed the cat, so I think I'll just let sleeping dogs lie. For now, this is Tyler Woods saying walk in peace.